UI weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, breezy, upper 80s around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear skies will drop down to 60. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a little bit cooler, highs mid 80s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 50s. As we head into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Wichita State University conducting an internal investigation. KTV's Chris Lilly led the news last night with that story.
The Athletic reported tonight that Wichita State University has been investigating men's basketball coach Greg Marshall for misconduct.
The Athletic reported that the university interviewed players on the current team as well as former players about their experience on the team. Some of the allegations include the hitting of players. KTV reports Marshall told The Athletic, "I'm aware the university conducted interviews and I fully participated in the process. I look forward to having it wrapped up as I continue to focus my energy on our team." Elsewhere this morning, a Kansas woman has been charged in connection to the weekend shooting of a Topeka man in his home. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagay said yesterday 27-year-old Tishara Renee Moran is charged with felony first-degree murder and associated charges linked to Saturday's gunshot slaying of 28-year-old Christopher McMillan. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Students are urging Washburn University officials to reconsider their decision to cancel spring break in an effort to minimize COVID-19 transmission. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Washburn Student Government Association passed a resolution this week calling on the administration to consider an alternative that would add 3 mental health days to the spring calendar. Student leaders said they were blindsided by last week's announcement that students would go through 15 uninterrupted weeks of classes with finals week 1 week earlier between May 1st and 7th. The Lawrence City Commission has approved a campsite in a city park for the homeless, but made clear the move was temporary while community leaders seek other ways to address homelessness. The Journal World reports the commission voted 4-0 this week to approve a 6-month special event permit for a temporary homeless campground at Woody Park. The site will provide portable trailers, toilets, showers, and other amenities. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation. Be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets, you'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in the state has reached a record high. But even as hospitals in Nebraska fill up across the state, senior hospital officials insist they can handle any surge in serious infections. State health officials say 288 Nebraskans are hospitalized currently with COVID-19, and only 28% of hospital beds and 22% of ICU beds are available. Hospital officials say they can increase capacity by adding new beds and can use surgical recovery beds to make up the shortfall in intensive care. Public schools in Grand Island having a hard time finding substitute teachers to fill vacancies in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Station KSNB reports Grand Island public schools are experiencing a rapid rise in teachers and staff having to quarantine after testing positive for the virus. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We know what it's like in rural communities to be left behind by the politicians, especially when it comes to health care. Let me tell you about Barbara Boyer, who is running for U.S. Senate. First, she's a medical doctor. She worked for years in the operating room. She knows firsthand that health care is just too unaffordable for families, especially around here. That's why she ran for office in the first place, serving in the State House and Senate in Topeka. Now she's leading the fight to keep rural hospitals open and strong. She supports expanding Medicaid. And Dr. Boyer wrote legislation to end surprise medical billing. Making health care more affordable would be her top focus in the U.S. Senate. She'd work with both parties to do it.
I'm Barbara Boyer, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message because when it comes to rural health care, the politicians need to stop the games and simply work together to make it more affordable.
Paid for by Boyer for Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As positive COVID-19 cases in Marshall County rise to 19 as of Thursday, health officials remind the basic practices of social distancing, wearing masks as appropriate, and frequent hand washing and sanitization. Isolation and quarantine instructions should be followed if directed, and flu shots are encouraged as the traditional flu season approaches. There have been 31 recoveries to date in Marshall County, and one local resident remains hospitalized. Nemaha County continues to battle a recent spike with 54 positive cases and 3 hospitalizations. They report 114 recoveries. The high school football game for Centralia Friday has been suspended. Their opponent, Horton, is in quarantine. Donova West also announced cancellation of their games this Friday and next due to COVID. Homecoming activities at Washington County High School, originally scheduled this week, are suspended. Diller Odell Griffins will host Johnson Brock in homecoming tonight. The parade and pep rally is planned this afternoon at 2:30. Marysville police reportedly caught an armed man they were searching for overnight. He was arrested leaving Casey's about 1:30 a.m. Police had issued an emergency text to residents warning an armed and dangerous 57-year-old man was being sought shortly after midnight. The man left CMH on foot and was southbound when police last saw him before catching him leaving Casey's. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran made a brief stop in Marysville Thursday afternoon, touring Landall Corporation. A local effort to improve Lake Idlewild at Waterville is being undertaken. Waterville Mayor Josh Stout talks about the plans.
I have heard a lot of responses from the older generation in the surrounding communities talking about their parents and their parents' parents and all the fun they used to have at the lake, racing boats, fishing, swimming, kayaking. So we'd like to bring some of those activities back to the lake. A lot of folks in the community are active outdoorsmen. Basically, we need to have a meeting to understand what are the must-haves, what are likes to have, so we can bring back the recreational activities at the lake.
Informational meetings are slated this Saturday and again next Saturday.
The meetings are actually located at Lake Idlewild. I thought it fit really well to have the meeting at the lake. We'll do a walk around of the property so everyone can get their eyes on the things that need to be done to get this lake back to its heyday.
Waterville Mayor Josh Stout invites any citizens interested to attend the meeting either this week or next. He will be a guest on our public affairs program that airs in the 7 a.m. hour tomorrow on KNDY. Helene Glenn, age 101, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 9 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in a church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, 11 to 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Helene Glenn. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, whole wheat roll, and spiced apple rings. Monday, Italian chicken, rice, pilaf, mixed veggies, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Get ready to run. COVID has knocked everyone off their stride. Get the St. Gregory students and staff back in the groove.
The second annual Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K is coming October 17th. It starts at 8 a.m. at the Union Pacific Historic Depot. Enjoy the scenic Blue River Rail Trail and get a t-shirt and finisher's medal.
Funds raised support St. Gregory School and building curriculum. Go to runsignup.com and search for the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K by October 12th. Cost is $50 for the half and $25 for the 5K. Follow us on Facebook.
Run, don't walk, and register today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We are continuing to see quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, as well as warmer than average temperatures. It's going to feel like summer for today. As we're seeing winds aloft out of the south-southwest, we'll see highs well into the mid to upper 80s, some areas in the lower 90s across the central parts of the Midwest. We will continue to see dry weather. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through, bringing us some cooler temperatures for the weekend, still above average, and then another cold front moves through, bringing our temperatures back down to around average as we head into the early parts of next week. So across the area, sunny, breezy, upper 80s, around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, 60. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 50s. And Sunday, sunny, 86 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 70. Another recent record high in jeopardy this afternoon, 87 degrees, was set in 2010. The average low 45, a record low of 22 back in 2000. Sunset this evening 6:55, sunrise in the morning 7:31. 65 with clear skies and a light southeast wind this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Brady, Foles, too. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. While the uniforms they donned may have changed, six-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady came up short once again to Nick Foles.
Patrick O'Donnell with a look towards Santos. Extends his hand. And the kick is up. It is good!
The call on WBBM, Cairo Santos' 38-yard field goal with a minute to go and a crucial fourth down stop by the Bears defense carried Chicago to a 20-19 win over Brady's Buccaneers. Playoff baseball, the Yankees bats strike at the right time.
And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep, and it is gone into the Western Metal building in left field. It's a two-run home run for Gleyber Torres.
On WFAN, home runs from Luke Voigt and Gleyber Torres powered the Yankees to a 5-1 win over the Rays to force a decisive Game 5 tonight. In the National League, the Dodgers keep rolling.
Smith lines one to right, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Will Smith with five hits.
On KLAC, with his ninth inning double, Will Smith became the first player in Dodgers history to record five hits in a postseason game. Los Angeles cruised past the San Diego Padres 12-3 to advance to their fourth National League Championship Series in 5 years. Like it or not, the Astros are sticking around.
Breaking balls, hammered! Left field, Goodwood! And it's gone!
On KBME, Carlos Correa's home run in the fourth put Houston ahead for good as they outslug the Oakland A's 11-6 to advance to the AL Championship Series. The Astros will face the winner of the Yankees-Rays series. And the Atlanta Braves shut out the Miami Marlins 7-0 to advance to their first NL Championship Series since 2001. Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville Bulldogs back home hosting Concordia live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Frankfurt live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights is host to Troy, and Washington County will host Maranatha Academy.
The Centralia game with Horton suspended. Horton is in quarantine. The Axtell game with Lynn suspended. Short on numbers at Lynn. Dylan Odell will host Johnson Brock this evening. Southern at Thayer Central.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announcing USDA has invested $22 million out of up to $100 million in grants available to increase U.S. ethanol and biodiesel sales. These funds are made available through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Programs to recipients in 14 states. The program helps transportation of fueling and biodiesel distribution facilities convert to higher ethanol and biodiesel blends by sharing the costs related to installing fuel pumps, equipment, and infrastructure. The initial $22 million in investments are projected to increase ethanol demand by nearly 150 million gallons annually. USDA plans on announcing the remaining investments in the coming weeks. On the same day, Rural America 2020 flew a plane carrying a banner over some Iowa cities reading Trump sold out ethanol for big oil. The group cites the Trump administration's waiver to oil companies to avoid ethanol requirements that had depressed ethanol demand. That took place yesterday. August exports of U.S. beef and pork muscle cuts above last year's strong volumes. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, variety meat exports lower than a year ago due in part to lack of available labor required to harvest and export some of those items. Beef muscle cut exports were the largest in more than a year at 89,100 metric tons, up 3.5%, while the export value increased slightly from a year ago to $611 million. August muscle cut exports also set new records in China and Indonesia, and beef exports to Canada continued to gain momentum. The combined pork variety meat exports down 2% in volume and 10% lower in value at $528 million. But U.S. pork exports remain at a record pace for 2020. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Harvest is here. All of us at AgView.net wish you good yields and safe days. With so much going on in the world of agriculture, you need a reliable and relevant source for information. AgView.net brings you the stories and interviews you need to help you make decisions that can make a positive impact on your farm or ranch. It's available to you free of charge all day, every day, AgView.net, or on Facebook and Twitter at AgView. Reliable and relevant. Your source for agriculture information is AgView.net.
Hello and good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, folks, good Friday morning. We've officially made it to the final day of the work week, and here this morning, we've got a lot of data out of the latest cattle on feed report, as well as great commentary with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry?
Well, welcome to the Steckline report, everybody. Well, I tell you what, the cattle on feed report out just a few days ago has my attention. I don't know what I'm going to do about grazing cattle next year. I've got a nice acreage of pasture that needs some eating, but boy, I tell you what, when you look at this cattle on feed report that just came out showing a 4% increase in the number of cattle on feed compared to a year ago, 11.4 million. Now, that doesn't mean much to me because I don't know how many truckloads that is, but it sounds like a lot. In the meantime, that's the highest on record since they started keeping records back in 1996. So that tells you one thing right there. Placements in feedlots during August, 9% above a year ago. Boy, I tell you, that sounds bad. 600 pounds and less were up 405,000 head, but listen to this. The 700 to 800 pounders were up 470,000 head, and not up, but were totaled, and 800 to 899 pounders were at 522,000 head. That's big numbers. Marketings of fed cattle during August totaled 1.89 million head, 3% below last year. So that's not a good news figure either. We need to be getting rid of more if we're going to have more. Weights, they're pretty big. The only thing that's saving us now is demand. The old gals and guys that are picking up meat in the grocery stores, they're doing a good job. They like those steaks, and they better like a bunch of them. The problem is there's no barbecuing for the next few months, and that worries me just a little. So, let's watch the market pretty close. See you on the next Techline Report.
Wheat planting time is fast approaching. Have you checked out all the yield data to ensure you are planting the best high-yielding lines available? A few quick suggestions. Wolverine, Bob Dole, Monument, Rugged, Benefit, Smith's Gold, Double Stop, Green Hammer, Showdown. Check it out and call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It is harvest time, and not only in the fields. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Garden guru Jim Fazell is with us again today, and today he wants to talk about
tomatoes. Most of us try to grow tomatoes. Most of us do pretty well with that. We haven't really had a killing frost yet, so there are plenty of them out in the fields. You can go out to the pumpkin farms or the roadside stands because they have a lot of tomatoes in really good quality as well. One of the things that happens when we have a drought period is that the produce out in the field stays dry, so you have a lot less problem with deterioration. You don't have tomatoes that rot or pumpkins that rot in the field because the ground is dry and they sit on there and they're just as nicely at home there as they would be if you had already picked them. So you can get tomatoes. Now, there are some pick-your-own tomato farms that are allowing people out into the fields to pick. There are some that are not, so you need to check with where you're going to go and make sure what their protocol happens to be. But, you know, if you get a lot of tomatoes, even if you get a half bushel or bushel of them, you can take them home and get into the freezing or canning mode, and you can put these up so that when that first nice cold day of winter comes along, you're going to have tomatoes to make some great chili or spaghetti sauce. We always look forward to that. Another one that can be picked right now or gotten right now and kept over very easily is the pepper. The green peppers or the colored peppers can be easily diced up and frozen on a cookie sheet and then stored in plastic bags in amounts that you can use in your spaghetti sauce or whatever you use them for. Another thing that we don't think too much about in this part of the country, but a lot of us still do, we store potatoes and onions. These keep very well in a cool, dry basement, and you can get them by 10-pound bags, 50-pound bags, 100-pound bags if you're that ambitious. But they're available at these roadside stands as well. Also, another thing that I like about these pumpkin farms, the cider and donuts. Yes. They have sit-down places where you can have a cup of cider and a cider mill donut. So you need to check out the protocols and make sure that you have your mask when you go out to these events. Whether you participate in Halloween or whatever, you can get a lot of things out at the roadside stands that don't have anything to do with that, like the straw for your mulching, rose cones, tree wrap. Even a lot of them have the spring flowering bulbs that you can get. So get out and enjoy these places. They're a relic of the past, a lot of them. We had a lot of little, small roadside stands around this part of the country many years ago. A few of them are left. They're bigger, but they still set out the best produce that you can get. It's fresh, newly picked, right there on the site, so you know you're going to get the best that there is. So anyway, that's a good idea to go out, but if you can't get there, go to your community farm market because they're still going strong, and you can get good produce there as well. We'll talk about that maybe in another couple of weeks.
Enjoy. It's a great time of the year. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present.
Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 65 this morning in Marysville. Winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. 90 forecast again today, Saturday and Sunday, before winds shift and cooler temperatures, more seasonal highs return Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Wichita State University conducting an internal investigation on men's basketball coach Greg Marshall, according to a report by The Athletic. KTV's Chris Lilly explains.
The Shockers had a large roster turnover last year when six players transferred out of the program, which has raised some questions. According to The Athletic, school officials interviewed players on the team and former players about their time at WSU. Some of the allegations reported Marshall included hitting and pushing players in 2016.
The article in The Athletic quotes Marshall's text saying he is fully participating in the process and looks forward to having it all wrapped up. Meanwhile, University of Kansas head football coach Les Miles says he's tested positive for COVID-19. KU Director of Athletics Jeff Long said if he doesn't develop symptoms or have a fever, they anticipate he'll be able to coach the West Virginia game next Saturday. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs back in North Central Kansas League play host Concordia tonight. Marysville winning their first game of the season at Council Grove last week. Bulldog head coach Dustin Hoyer.
I think every game is going to be important, and getting a game in and starting with a win is huge because you never know what's going to happen from week to week this year. You know, every coach I talk to, I think, has got just some question marks from day to day in regards to kids being available and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's great to start with a win. You know, we're hoping we can get some more games in and continue playing well and build off of that one.
Additional comments with Dustin Hoyer on our Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:30. He'll also be our guest on the pregame show with live coverage tonight on AM 1570 FM 94.1. A Twin Valley League tilt as Frankfurt kicks off with Hanover tonight. Frankfurt coach Nick Anderson talks about the challenge from Hanover.
It's obviously going to be a challenge. They're as athletic as any team that we will play all season, and their team speed is probably as good as anything that we will see, and they're very experienced and well-coached. To my knowledge, I'm not sure that Hanover's played a full game yet, so that's got to be goal one, is to go over there and play four quarters and be competitive and give yourself an opportunity in the fourth quarter. We know we can't win the game in the first quarter, but if we're not careful, we can probably lose the game in the first quarter. So we got to hang in there and give ourselves a chance.
Meanwhile, Hanover coach Matt Hoyer talks about the importance of this as a district game tonight.
Well, I feel like it's a big game, and it's a game that we both look to, considering the fact that as tough as our district is, a lot of times winning the district just means you're going to end up with the number three in the second week of the playoffs. I feel like it's definitely a situation where this is two quality football teams that are battling it out for probably the district championship.
Matt Hoyer and Nick Anderson will be guests on our pregame show around about 6:45 tonight with live coverage on KNDY FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show begins at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Area teams in action tonight as well. Valley Heights entertains Troy, Washington County host to Maranatha Academy. The Centralia game, Horton suspended. Horton is in quarantine. Axtell game with Lynn has been canceled, short of numbers at Lynn. Diller O'Dell will host Johnson Brock homecoming for the Griffins tonight. Southern kicks off at Thayer Central.
Is it climate change or just fevers? That's a question that may become routine for Arctic scientists. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 9th, the 283rd day of the year. This would have been John Lennon's 80th birthday, and on this day in 1891, America won the Revolutionary War when British troops surrendered at Yorktown. While the theory of man-made climate change is still hotly debated, researchers have found that some of the evidence is being fabricated by another culprit, beavers. In a region of Alaska where Arctic permafrost is disappearing, it seems that beavers have learned that they can create an appealing habitat by damming drainage channels of dry lake beds. As a new lake forms, it degrades the ice-rich permafrost in the basin. Over a 17-year time frame, they estimate that two-thirds of the observed environmental impact has been caused by the industrious rodents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my